Green Visions on KUMD is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Salt. Something to think about. On your food or on the sidewalk, too much salt is a bad thing. Yes, it is. It is. I know, I'm trying to talk myself out of that one, too. We do not have an expert on ramen noodles, unfortunately, this morning, but we do have an expert on winter maintenance. Water resources specialist for the city of Superior, Megan Hoogveld, joins us this morning to talk about our best salting and winter maintenance practices. And right before it looks like some kind of a big womp and storm gets here, seems to be just exactly the time to be disseminating this information. Hey, Megan, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
So a lot of folks are going to want to get up tomorrow morning and they're going to want to, you know, fire up the snowblower, of course, or whatever. Or start shoveling. That's handy. But there's always concern, of course, about sidewalks for people that are trying to get around. We're supposed to keep our sidewalks clean. Want to keep it, make it easy for folks to get around. Want to be able to get in and out of your house safely. Want the nice mail delivery and the UPS people and all those people to be able to get to your house without incident. So what's the best way to do that without salting the living daylights out of everything?
That's a great question. And I think even though we still use salt over here in the city of Superior, we do recommend that the people that are doing maintenance on our roads and sidewalks keep our roads and sidewalks clean. The first line of defense is to clear that snow and ice off. And then you're going to use an anti-icer. If you have brine, that's the best thing to do. You want to apply that before the storm comes. We have brine trucks here in the city of Superior and also sand trucks. So when the temperatures get below 15 degrees, like they will tonight and tomorrow, we switch to sand because the sodium chloride that is commonly used for road salt doesn't actually work below 15 degrees Fahrenheit. So some may switch to a hardier de-icer like magnesium chloride, but it's pretty hardy, so we like to suggest to use sand, scatter sand, rather than using magnesium chloride or another more kind of robust de-icer.
It's well and good to want to whip out the big chemical weapons when it comes to ice, but if you can possibly not, that's better, obviously.
Right. And I guess we want to keep people safe and we want people to feel safe. And using salt, I think, is a security in a lot of people, especially business owners. They don't want people to fall in front of their storefront. So they use a lot of salt. And I guess what we're recommending is to still use salt, but use less. You know, if you have 70 feet of sidewalk, you can use about 12 ounces. We prescribe a 12-ounce coffee cup is enough to treat that sidewalk, or about 320 square feet is also, or two parking stalls is another amount that you can treat just 12 ounces of salt to use. So you're measuring it out, you're thinking about it, you're not over-salting, but you're still keeping your sidewalk safe, and that's what we like to talk about is we're not saying that not to use salt, but just use less. Because that's where every piece of salt we use ends up in our waterways and eventually to Lake Superior. And that's a permanent contaminant. So forever, we can't, unless we use like reverse osmosis, that's kind of expensive. So,
so once salt, especially perhaps not as much in Superior, which reminds me of my beloved Fargo-Moorhead, because it's really a great town to bike in, super flat, we like that, But especially yeah. here in Duluth, where everything, the minute it starts to rain or whatever, everything gets washed downhill and it all ends up in the lake. And you're saying that salt washed into the lake is there for good? It doesn't just break down and magically, poof, disappear?
You're right. Yeah, so it's chloride, the part of the road salt, sodium chloride, it actually, it's a pollutant. So it can change the chemistry of our water, our fresh water. So something that I've been working with RSPT, a regional stormwater protection team, and then Wisconsin Saltwise Collaborative in Wisconsin. And something that we're all saying is keep our fresh water fresh. We don't want sharks in Lake Superior, do we? So let's not oversalt.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Don Ness was very proud at the time that there had not been any shark attacks during his tenure as mayor. I do believe that Glenn Sheen still does a shark watch during the summertime, you know, where people gather on the shore and they, you know, kick back, at least they used to, pre-pandemic, kick back, look for sharks. So far, we've been doing really, really well. But do we truly want people at Glenn Sheen to start seeing sharks? I think this is something, I think you're right. This is why we need to think about these things a little bit. We've talked a lot in this program about invasive species. A great white shark could be an invasive species. So we just want to think about this stuff carefully. So now, as a person with several dogs, if I'm going to put down any kind of a potion, I always want to make sure that it's some kind of a potion I can buy that says it's safe for animals' feet, because that is definitely a big issue for me. It is a big issue for a lot of folks. Is that a salt alternative that is responsible and good to use, or should I be rethinking that?
My understanding about any type of salt or chloride is that any type of de-icer is it does contain something that could potentially burn your dog's paws, and if you're over salting an area, so that's my understanding. I don't know personally. I don't know of anything that could actually prevent from harming your dog's paws, but I do know that there are some people that are using birdseed. Further, rather than using sand or like a magnesium chloride, they're using bird seed. So they're feeding the birds on their sidewalks and also providing traction for people to walk on their sidewalks. And I love that because I'm not a birder, but I do really like birds. So,
Laura,
that's something that can keep your... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Laura Erickson has talked a lot about the commercial grade of bird seed and how the stuff that you get in the grocery store isn't really very good for birds. It's got a lot of fillers. Oh. It's got a lot of things that they don't really like. So but if you've got a bag of that and you put it down to help provide traction, it's doing something useful. Birds or squirrels can eat the parts they like. I mean, it's kind of a win-win-win. I think that's sort of like genius, actually.
Isn't that cute? I think we'll see more squirrels than actual birds.
Oh yeah, they're kind of a big fan of that sort of thing. But maybe if they're concentrating on the bird seed, the birds get some other stuff. I did just pull up at random this pet friendly ice melt. This stuff, I believe, is made from what you mentioned, magnesium chloride, and they say that it will not, when you use it as directed, it doesn't have any salt and it is safe for animal paws. So apparently that's something that you can use, you know, if there's an area where you're taking, you know, you need to make sure that it's free of ice, but you're taking the animals through it. Apparently that's something you can use.
Yeah. And that I can't speak to that, but I do know someone that can, and this is actually a perfect segue. So this January 11th through the 15th, there's a Wisconsin Saltwise Awareness Week. And on that Tuesday, January 12th, speaker, Dr. Brian Ray, he's actually a veterinarian, and he's going to speak to being saltwise and PetSmart. and what kind of applications are best for your dogs and to keep your dogs safe.
Fantastic. Well, that will be a wonderful thing. I'm guessing that the speaker is going to be, it's going to be a Zoom meeting or something. And is it going to be open to the public?
Yeah, and you can save the date and get registered at wisaltwise.com. And there's a list of the events on their webpage on the right-hand side. And I think they have a banner of Wisconsin Saltwise Awareness Week on their homepage. So you can just click on that and register.
Oh, Megan, this is terrific. This is going to give folks some real good ideas because we've certainly been leaning on our natural world over the last year, maybe in ways that we haven't before. And we don't want to do any damage if we can help it.
Right. I agree.
Megan, thanks so much for being our guest this morning. It was great to have you on the show. Have a wonderful and safe holiday season, okay?
Thanks, Lisa. You too.
Megan Hoogfelt joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. She is the water resources specialist for the City of Superior in their Environmental Services Division. And we'll get up some information about Wisconsin's Saltwise Awareness Week, including how you can sign up to attend some of these conferences via Zoom, if that's something that sounds interesting to you. I don't know. I'm pretty intrigued by how to make sure the front sidewalk is friendly for little paws. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior supplier for renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.